PlayStation Portable. Very nice, Eliza.
Yeah.
Very nice. Plucking hussies out of thin air.
So this is at Fox News?
Well, it isn't at Fox News like we report you decide Fox News. It's at Fox News 9, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, so it's at an affiliate.
Yes, exactly. The local affiliate that comes on, you know, in the morning, and it's the wake-up morning news.
Right.
With the traffic report.
Yeah. But Officer Bob.
Yeah, he comes out there and be safe or whatever outside where things are. I guess we should read the article.
To know what they're talking about?
Well, to pluck ridiculous things from it, yes.
Yeah, okay, read
it. In accordance with our duties as social commentators.
Read it. Read it in French accent.
I'm done.
Okay.
Kids are using a gaming device to access porn out of thin air. Even at school, kids like to keep secrets from adults. And there's a kind of power that comes from knowing the adults are clueless. Every part of this is made to terrify parents. You're kind of stupid, aren't you? Your kids are way smarter. They're hiding shit. They're probably fucking right now. I bet he's out back fucking a dog. He wouldn't know.
He's probably high on drugs.
Fucking a dog.
Fucking dogs.
Is your dog high? Watch tonight at 11. You know the electronic games, the ones that seem to be in the hands of just about every kid.
The electronic games?
Oh, this is delicious. Those devices do more than play hockey or race cars.
Play race cars? This guy's great.
Than play the hockeys or the racing cars. Jeff Harris brought his new portable gaming device to school, and then he pulled a stunt that got him grounded for a month, as well as an in-school suspension. What mom thought was a clever... And feel free to put in the terrifying horn kicks. When you feel as though the tension has reached a level.
Yeah.
I need to hear from the audience.
Which horn kick are you talking about?
Like dun-dun-dun.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Ba-ka-ba-da-ba-dun-dun.
All right.
You know, like some Brack-type shit. What mom thought was just a game. You need to help me. I created a...
Oh, you were asking for it right then.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, start again.
What mom thought was just a game...
Dun, dun, dun.
...is actually a very sophisticated piece of electronics that a clever kid can use to capture pornographic images out of thin air.
Out of thin air. God, imagine, like, looking around this room right now, we are just surrounded by porn.
Even now, we are veritably boiling in...
We're floating in a sea of porn.
Suspended. Okay, in the school's library, Jeff was eager to show his friends his new Sony Play Space Station Portable, or PSP. On a dare, Jeff showed his
On a dare?
Yeah.
That's what he told
Show us the titties.
That's what he told his mom.
Come on.
No, Mom, they dared me. I hate porn, but...
I don't even like it, really.
They double dog dared me.
I would, as a father,
yeah,
presented with the double dog dare,
I would
be
understand.
Like, well, honey, what choice did he have?
But, I mean, honestly.
Dogs had become involved.
There was no dare. He's like, dude, check this shit out.
So,
titties!
Jeff showed his pals how the PUSP could magically display images of naked women.
Magically?
Yeah.
This is a reporter.
This is, yeah, yeah.
He's never heard of the internet.
How kids you're using sorcellations. Jeff had used his PUSP to tap into the school's wireless internet connection. They're talking about it like it's this surreptitious sort of thing to tap into it, to hack into it.
Surreptitious?
It's like you put it on pancakes. So, into the wireless internet connection. And once he was on the net, it was just a few seconds before he ended up on a pornographic website. He says he learned how to do it from the other kids who use their PSPs to do the same thing
okay.
at school. There are lots of places besides a school where a kid can go to get free wireless access to the internet. Jeff showed us and his mom how his PUSP was able to hook up to a wireless internet connection outside a public library. Once connected, he could surf to his heart's content.
Dun, dun, dun!
Some parents might be clueless, but lots of other adults are finding ways to cash in on the technology. We found numerous websites that cater specifically to the PSP. The Fox 9 investigators tracked down the owners of one of these sites. It's run by two 19-year-old brothers. Reporter, are you trying to target kids with this? Website operator, not at all, because it's really hard to get money or advertising if you have only kids coming to your site. His target audience, he says, is the over-30 crowd that owns PSPs. Reporter, how do you know you don't have some kid who's 10, 12, 14 years old going onto your website. Website operator, we don't really know their ages or their gender.
Dun, dun, dun!
There's no doubting the popularity of loading porn onto a PUSP. It's even been nicknamed the PlayStation Pornable. The owners of this one site...
The owners of this one site, dude.
like these guys totally have this website, man.
Claim they get 90,000 visitors a month.
A month?
A month. David Walsh, National Institute on Media and the Family. I talk to parents every day who are discovering that some of their teenagers are not just curious about messing around with porn, but are deeply into pornography, and I think you know what I am talking about. Last month, a 14-year-old boy in Bismarck, North Dakota, got caught bringing porn to school on his PUSP. Local authorities decided to make an example of the boy and shot him on...
Are you serious?
No.
They killed him dead.
No. And charged him with a felony. David Walsh, National Institute on Media and the Family. This is at a time when we want our kids to be developing healthy attitudes towards sex.
Towards porn.
healthy attitudes towards relationships. Dr. David Walsh is president of the National Institute on Media and the Family. He says parents need to get hip about the technology their kids are using. David Walsh, National Institute on Media and the Family. We need to know how it works. We need to know the capability of this devil PUSP. We need to be clear with our kids ahead of time about what the ground rules are. At Jeff's school, they're rethinking the policy that allows students to bring portable games for use outside of class time.
They should rethink the policy that gives free, unlimited Wi-Fi access.
Free, unregulated Wi-Fi access with no proxy.
To children. That might be a better policy to examine.
We need to put some structures in place to keep things honest.
Yeah, no shit. Maybe a little net nanny?
Yeah, just log on, okay? Give a little best.
Yeah.
Make it happen. For starters, they want to make the school's wireless internet collection a lot more secure.
Which is to say secure at all?
Yeah, which is to say any security whatsoever.
Like a WEP?
There's no password.
Throw a little key in there.
Just a tiny key.
Yeah.
Sony, the maker of the PUSP, told us that parents should be responsible for monitoring the content their children are viewing at school. Told us that parents should be psychic and always know what their kids are doing. But David Walsh of the National Institute on Media of the Family says game makers have a responsibility too? What, like publishers? Like EA? Yeah, I guess if they're not playing our game, they could be accessing, I don't know. They should let parents know that a product could give a kid easy access to pornography.
It is a web browser. That's true.
It accesses the internet. Yeah. There's nothing specific. It is not. They give the impression that it's as though if you were to set the PSP on a countertop,
yeah,
that erotic imagery would be drawn, like a magnet, would be drawn into the PUSP.
Yeah.
Until the memory stick was filled to bursting.
If only we were so lucky.
No. We need to seek out these materials.
Yes.
My friend. But anyway, I thought that was awesome. I thought you would enjoy that.
That guy is ridiculous.
He really is.
Is it a guy that wrote it?
We have no idea.
Oh.
This is just, it's one of the Fox 9 investigators. It could be Tom Butler, Alex Kendall, Keith Marler, or M.A. Roscoe.
He's a fantastic investigator. This one site I saw.
Check it out. I have never enjoyed research so much.
You know he worked on that story for like 3 weeks.
No.
Bob, you got that story yet? I'm still investigating.
I know. I think I'm about ready. I'm about to have a breakthrough. Well, this is like online video films can be reloaded. You can get them.
The electronic games. That's my favorite part, I think.
Yeah. You know the electronic games.
I love his hard-hitting questions, though. How do you know that 10-year-olds aren't viewing your website? And the guy's like, I guess I don't. It's the web, man. I don't have any fucking idea who comes to my site.
Yeah, it isn't like the kids are lining up outside the door.
Outside his storefront.
And then they're coming in one at a time.
Yeah.
PlayStation Pornable.